Catching the Butterfly and the Homunculus of Dolla Carini with Alma, by Luis A. Zapata et al. The nature and origin of the molecular gas component located in the circumstellar vicinity of Eta Carini are still far from being completely understood. Here, we present Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array, ALMA, CO, 3-2, observations with a high angular resolution, approximately 0.15, and a great sensitivity that are employed to reveal the origin of this component in Eta Carini. These observations reveal much higher velocity, -300 to +270 km/s1, blue and redshifted molecular thermal emission than previously reported, which we associate with the lobes of the Homunculus Nebula, and that delineates very well the innermost contours of the red and blue shifted lobes likely due by limb brightening. The inner contour of the redshifted emission was proposed to be a disrupted torus, but here we revealed that it is at least part of the molecular emission originated from the lobes and or the expanding equatorial skirt. On the other hand, closer to systemic velocities, ±100 km/s1, the CO molecular gas traces an inner butterfly-shaped structure that is also revealed at near and mirror wavelengths as the region in which the shielded dust resides. The location and kinematics of the molecular component indicate that this material has formed after the different eruptions of Eta Carini. This was Catching the Butterfly and the Homunculus of Dolla Eta Dolla Carini with ALMA, by Luis A. Zapata et al.